Okay, Beis Hashem, today we'll handle the sugya, Tefilas Kelim, Frat, the Shaila of China, Tefila on China, as well as the Keurig, and other Shailas. So, the Makar of Tefilas Kelim comes from the sugya in the Sefer Avodah Zarah. The Gemara learns out from a pasuk, it states by the Kli Midyan, the Torah says, Kol davar asher Yahweh Ba'esh, Taviru Ba'esh, and the Torah says an extra word of Betaher, which is extra. We already said things that have bleas through fire need a Kibol Kafboltai. The Torah tells you that there's a din tefillah on Kalim. The Taz says, in the beginning of the Simin Kufchav, Sifskat and Aleph, Vetama tefillah, Kadeshi Yetzimi Tumasa, Shalavik Echavna, Kudishasa, Shal Yisrael. You say the tefillah as Kalim is, in order that Shigom, Mitumas Akam, the Kudishas Yisrael. And as they pass in the Mechaber and Tefal, Fakoinem, Ed Kechavim, Kli Suda, Shal Matras, and Shal Schuchas, someone who buys from a guy, he has to be Kli Suda Dafka. We'll talk about Beis Hashem, exactly the Gedarm of Kli Suda, later on in the share. Matras, or Schuchas, metal, or glass, the Gemara says, Midar Abanon, there's a din, Tefil on Kli Schuchas, if either one makes a bracha, people make a mistake about that. That even though Kli Schuchas is only the Rabbanan, but we make a bracha in the midst of the Rabbanan by Ner Chanukah is only the Rabbanan, also we make a bracha. So there's been Tfilas Kalim. Come to gain the Gemara by the Zara, Nach Ein Heimat Beis, and there's Machlaikas Amiroim by Kunya. What is Kunya? Kunya, Rashi says, is a Kli which is the Atzim of Kli Charis. A Kli Charis is not Machliv in Tfilah. Someone has a jar, a mug made out of Kli Charis, out of earthenware, you put it from tefillah. But over here, this kunya, what's unique about it is, first it's a Kli Charis, and then they're metzap it with a min that's chayv in tefillah. They cover it with lead. So Shailah the Gemara is chayv in tefillah, not the maskana of the Gemara is, we go after kisayfu, we go after what you put on last, the hainu, the tzipui of lead, and you're mechayv in tefillah. The Beis Yosef in Yeridea, Simen Kuf Chav, Devar Maslahani, really brings down from the Ran. Says the Ran writes, Ikaman Damar, the Hada Amrina Gabi Kunya Hilchus HaKesayfai. This day we say by Kunya, Halachas Kesayfai, we go after the Tzipa, which is put on last, and it's Chayv and Tefillah, says the Ran, Dafka Kishimutzupa, even Bayis Umi Bachos. Dafka when it's coated with lead, the inside of the Kli and the outside. Ulfika Kol Sheinu Mechupa, if it's not mechupa on both sides, so toivle b'lei bracha. The Hainu the Ran saying, this the Lipaskin that it's a regular chiv tfila with a bracha, is dafka when the tipa is mibayis and mibachutz. But if the tipa is only mibachutz, so then is you toivle it b'lei bracha. And as they paskin the Rama, in Kufchav Sif Allah says, Yeshayrim, the Kailman Mitzubim be'eva afil mibafnim, yitval b'lei bracha, v'chein noyagin. Kail that a mitzubah, only b'fnim, your tayvah b'loi bracha, the Taz says, why your tayvah b'loi bracha? That tipa b'fnim ain't el l'nai. The tipa b'fnim is only l'nai. The Shach says in Sifkat and Beis, Kasus of Heter, the mitzubim b'skuchis, dinim ke mitzubim b'eivin. That if it's mitzubim with glass, so it's the same din as mitzubim with lead. Yeah? Kli'skuchis, the mitzubim b'skuchis is the same thing as mitzubim b'eivin. So now, Mashma, Chayra comes out that based on the Shach, that the Kli Shluchah is the same thing as Mitzvah Be'ever. And we just learned with the Kli of Mitzvah, Mivayis, and Machuz, you need a tefillah with a bracha. So Chayra should come out that if you have a Keli, a Kli Chayra, that's Mitzvah with glass all around, it's your Machuz, a tefillah with a bracha. But, right, then there's the Pashtus. But Lamaisa, if you look in the Rebbe Kiv Eger and Shulchan Aruch on Yitzvilana B'lei Bracha on the Shach, he brings down Mitzubim B'fnim B'chutz Tom Bracha, Pichadash, and Mikomachim Yishleimar, the Davka Mitzubim B'Ever Mamish, Aval Gluzer Ritzalo Yavarach, says Rebbe Kiv Eger, that it's Mitzubim with glass, so then you don't make a Bracha. So L'chayr should come out still, that our China, that porcelain, where the Metzias Hazorim is, that it's made out of Kli Charis, made out of pottery, made out of earthenware, and it just has a coating of glass. So Chayra, based on Rebbe Kiv Eger, Achopanim, Yishim Mokhri, Yishim Yitayvo, without a bracha. However, Maisa, a lot of people are knowing not to be toivel China v'chol. Where does it come from? As they paskin, the Moshe Feinstein's asal, Gebrachim the Sefer, Ola Yeshurun Chelik Aleph Amid Pe Gimel Ha'ar Kufchof Aleph. As they paskin, the Yaakov Kamenetsky's asal, in the Sefer Emes Yaakov on Shulchan Aruch and Yerudea Simin Kufchof Ha'ar Nun Beis, they say that China does not need tefillah b'chol. And the reason of Ramesha is that Bismanenu, the tzifui of the schuches, is extremely, extremely thin. And therefore, the lashon, it's only like a tzeva ba'alma, it's only like stamba, coloring, or it's so thin, the mela is bottled to the kli. And the mela, Ramesha, and Yaakov Gehalten, that China does not need tefillah b'chol. Ba'amit. That's been tzup on inside and outside, yes.
Now you're not talking to Korel, you're talking China.
Well, Karel could be a similar type of thing. Karel, no, Karel, you have to know what the Messiah is.
My wife's a grammar.
Karel is thicker, yeah? Yeah, okay. So maybe differently. So now, Rabbi Selda Tainas, that Ladaitai, there's a starker mocking to Yemekel on China, not to be titled Bechal. Why? Because the Chlam Dafashtay, that the whole Chi of Tzvil over here starts off as a Darabanan. Because even a Kli which is in Gansin, Kli Schuchis, we know is only a Kli in Tzvil and a Darabanan. And on top of that, this that the whole thing is just a Tzipa is also only a Darabanan. The Chachmas Adam is Mavur in Bina Sadam and Klal Ayin Gimel, Simin Samachay. That the whole din of tzipui, this that we say, that you have a kli, that the kli itself is not mechliv in tefillah. But if there's a tzipui on it, which is mechliv in tefillah, so there's din to be tevil, that whole halacha is only din the rabbanan. So kum dais ba'atzim, when you're dealing with China, you're dealing with the trade the rabbanan. First off, the whole musig of tzipui is a din the rabbanan, that's mechliv in tefillah. But I, even if the whole kli in gansin would be made out of a kli schuchis, it also is only a din the rabbanan. So actually you're dealing with the trade the Rabbanan. As they paskin the Shevet HaLevi, Rav Osner and Chelik Dalet, Simon Tzadi Aleph writes, that since a Kli Charis is Mitzup B'Schuches, is B'atzim trade the Rabbanan, B'atzim would be Makim Mitzvah to say, he doesn't need Tfilah B'chal. And as they paskin in the Pritayar, the Archaim HaKadosh in the Sefer on Yerdea, in Sifkatim Gimel. The Lamaisa, the Shach says to be Machmer, to be Tavol, something that's Mitzupah with schuches. So Mela, Dr. Vosner, as long as you have any sort of tziruf to add on top of this cheshbon, it's a trade drabban to begin with. Number one, it's a drabban and schuches. Number two, it's not a full keli at a schuches. It's only a tzipui. So you have a trade drabban. On top of that, if you'll have any other sniff to be the starf over here, Dr. Vosner, you can be mekel. So Mela, if you have an addition, this svarim of Ramesha, that Ramesha says that it's very, very thin, Mamela, it's bottled to the Kli, or it's like just a Teva Ba'alma. So Mamela should come out, that according to Rav Osner as well, you know, not Mokli, to be Tevel it, the Chlal. What? Hilchus the Kesef is the Rabban, right. This day you go after the Tipoy, that the Chacham Salman says, that's the Dun the Rabban. That's in the main Kli, is the Charis. Now Rav Osner has a Tipoy. So this is you go kesayfa, you go after what was put on last, how you put on the zechuches, that's the layer, that's the rabban. However, it's kedai to know that not everyone agrees with this sack. Rabbi Flores from Farakwe, LaMashal, had a correspondence with the vice president of the research and development of Lennox China. And he writes as follows. He says that these issues were discussed at length with Dr. John T. Jones, the Vice President of Research and Development of Lennox China, and he said the following insight. He said, first of all, the basic method of producing china has not changed in the past century. Number two, the glaze used in the production of porcelain worldwide is essentially glass. C, he says, the purpose of glazing is not merely ornamental. It's to provide a surface that is hard to protect the dish from being nicked and scratched by the silverware. It's non-absorbent, and it's easily cleaned. In addition, it's more pleasant to eat from a glazed dish. So Mela, here at Flores, has a problem. According to you can say that one this is, it's Dam Ketzeva Ba'alma, He said, L'chaira, based on this edus of this fellow, so it's not just for tzava ba'alma, there's mamasha usage, it's there too, that it shouldn't be nicked. And so it depends what you say the lumnus is. If you say the lumnus is that it's just k'tzava ba'alma, so it's forced to say in l'chaira to heart. But if you say that it's so thin, memela, it's batel, so that you could still have. And dosh te taka, that even this glaze, avada, is extremely, extremely small. It's like a powder, a very thin powder that they put on. The glass is approximately only 1/500th of an inch thick. The mela, he bamek said, the mela kenzai, it's not significant. It's mamish only 1/500th of an inch thick. So kaponim lahalachim lemaisa. A lot of places in Lakewood go like this. I believe Reb Shmuel Meir Katz goes. Not you don't need to be tayvel. China. Reb Felder in the Sefer says you don't need to be tayvel China. And like we're saying, you have Reb Moshe, you have Reb Yaakov, you have the Shevet Alevi. Definitely, someone who does not tayvel China, Yizukah has Harve Yesh Malusmeich. You know, it's a Chedar Rabbanin with the other Tzirufim. There are those who are machmer to be tayvel China without a bracha. Who are machmer? Of course, from Rockaway Hill, he's more machmer. And the other place can also think of Sukhbanam also says, Sukhbanam Kohen also says to be tayvel without a bracha. A lot of Paiskin will say to be tayvel without a bracha. But unfortunately, I'm not sure. Mr. Stomach goes to the Ramay Sham, assuming. I'm not 100% sure on that. This I'm 100% sure on. That are who say to Yabri title? It could be, yeah, not that I'm aware of. Not that I'm aware of. I know Ramesh Rabbi Akiva.
Are they aware of this dialogue with this
fellow?
Yeah.
Well, Ramesh is not negative. Those who are Mekel. I don't know. I can ask Rishon Meir next time I see him. So Maisa comes out that Zichir Harvey Yishmael Ismach not to be tayvel China B'chal, don't want to be tayvel without a bracha, then Avada, you know, tayvel a bracha. Now, there is another very interesting Shaila with Kalim today of Matris, that you have, that there's a tipoy of enamel, mashal, the non-stick pots and the non-stick pans. What's the non-stick pots? So they have a tipoy on it. They have like enamel or porcelain or Teflon, which is Teflon is like a plastic. So there's a shayla over here. Are these kalim mechuyev and tefila? Are they mechuyev and tefila? In other words, let's clear now the other way around. Till now we're discussing that you have a kli, which is a batim of kli charis. So batim is patim in tefillah. Narvas, China. Batim patim in tefillah, the kli itself is a kli charis. Narvas, it has a glaze of glass. So maybe a yosh has a glaze of glass, that's yimachayiv in tefillah, because it's kli sluchas. Gopanim midrabanim, should be like a kli sluchas, yimachayiv midrabanim. So that, we came out that a lot, like a lot of paiskim, there's no kli tefillah on it. Okay. But what about fakert? You have a kli, you have a pot, which batim is metal. So it's really a chiyut tefila, a daraisa chiyut tefila. It's not even a chiyut tefila darabanan, chiyut tefila daraisa. But it has a coating of enamel or porcelain or Teflon, which are these are minim. Porcelain is like icharis. Teflon is like plastic. These are minim, which are patur from tefila. And it's very, very matur bizman hazeh. That's what makes it non-stick. So do we say as svara that the same way we're saying that the kli sluchas, right, there's a tzad to say that metals mechayiv and tefila. So we're going to say the other way around as well, that these things are potter.
Porcelain
is like a kli charis.
That's porous.
By itself, porcelain.
What's that? How
do you get the?
If it's
porcelain, if it's gilcharis, what?
No,
so he's asking on the pots of his manazeh, the non-stick pots, that you can have a problem with kashas. Right here, it's a good child.
Why?
Because gilcharis, it's you can't, it's by way and you can't get it out.
Talk about if it's a geisha pot.
Right, no, saying things stam is I think is a shiloh. You know, we're humming tefillah of these things stam. A nonstick, right, exactly. A nonstick pot, a guy chafes up a nonstick pot, there's going to be now a problem. Okay. So the MS Hazai, but as a mitzvah, you should say that the goof of the keli is a min that's chayv in tefillah. So mitzvah, maybe she mechayv in tefillah. Lead of Gisa, the same way you go after the tzipa, it's not to go after the tzipa, it's a mechayv in tefillah. So who are then? Maybe go after the tzipa, it's a pater. But the mice of this, avada sechalot. Avada sechalot. This is where we fell the time, is that the lechayra, because like we just said before, to go after the tzipoi, the Chacham Sadan says is drabana. The whole din bechlal to go after the tzipoi is drabana. That's what we're saying, that you have China to trade drabana to begin with, because the whole thing is tchuchas, and tchuchas itself, even if the whole kli would be made out of tchuchas, is only chayim and tzilim and drabana. And on top of that, the tzipoi, which the whole musik of tzipoi, is also only a drabana to begin with. But over here, the pshat is fakert. Over here, so over there, we'll say, taka the tzipoi, maybe we'll go to chumra and be mechayiv you in tefillah, right? That's the tzat to say you're mechayiv and taka. Some places say you tayvul without a bracha. But over here, it's fakert. Over here, to say that din tzipoi is going to pat you from mechayiv tefillah, so that's already mechateisi. Mechateisi, din tzipoi is only, din derabana pashtas. So pashtas, it's not going to pat you from mechayiv tefillah. You got to know that some places in the whole, your title of believe bracha, and Lamaisa Rabbi Yashiv held that your title with a bracha. L'chayra, the Shtarka Svar Taka on the one hand to say your title with a bracha, because like we're saying, the whole Intipa is only the Rabban. L'chayra is not going to pot her up. A chiyut fuel the rice, the pot itself is metal. In other words, the Tipa is porcelain, the Tipa is enamel, the Tipa is Teflon, but that's not going to be able to pot up a chiyut the rice up. Let's talk about the Keurig. So, Chagahat from the Choshva member of the Chabura, and a Moshe, Erg had from Reb Abba Freundlich, B'shem Rebel Feinstein Shlita, that a Keurig, the shail on the Keurig is that there's a computer chip, and basically the professionals say that you type it, it's it, kaput, your Keurig machine is ice machine. And the mail of Shaila is, are you mechayiv in tefillah or not? Basically saying you can't use the machine. So Rav Dov Feinstein Paskin, find yourself a different machine. You're mechayiv to be tayvul, and you can't, it's going to break the machine. So be it. As they help Rav Dov Feinstein. So, Ichob Gehet, B'shem Rav Shmuel Kamenevsky Shlita, that he holds, and the Keurig, I heard from a Talmud of his, Chashu a Talmud of his, that Rav Shmuel holds that the Keurig does not need tefillah. And the Talmud told me he heard that he based his episode on a base mayor, but he doesn't know where exactly Shmuel Kanes is coming from, but he knows that it's something to do with a base mayor. So when he is dicey, I think the Shmuel Kamenetsky means as follows. There's a very interesting Ramah in Hilchos Tefillah of Kalim, it's Tzimin Kuf Chaf Sif Yud Alef. Dr. Ramah, Yisrael v'oivike chavim shekanu kli v'shutzvis ein farach tefillah. You have a yid and a guy who buy a kli v'shutzvis. It does not need tefillah. Why not? It says the gain, she'ena yaitimi de tumma betefillah zu. Rak the gain, because you're going to be titled from Haim Bismargen that the gun is halfin. It's still going to have the tumma. The whole you say of the tefillah, like you spoke after in the Taz in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah Scalem, Sukkot and Aleph, is the tamat tefillah, because she yaitu, yitumas yishal v'kacham, kushas yishal yisrael. Rak the gain, if you have a kli that's owned jointly with a guy and a yid, it's never going to be yaitim yidei tumma with two tefillah. The dying shein only chama lav kamesh kasev yishalmi. Shat tefillah hu she yaitim yitumach shev yicham with bishas shei yisrael. V'ayin ran. So meila zokter Ramah ain tzarech tefillah. As they paskin the Ramah. The Taz says the same thing. Tamana mashma dying echlim yitach shei yichavim. Fine, if you're going to buy the second half from the guy, then avada zokter shach, then you will need tefillah. Comes again the Beis Meir, and the Beis Meir says, I don't understand what's going on over here. Kine, af kineskabel din ze be'enei haramazal v'chol ha'achreinim, be'enei yipalei, demabakach de'enei yaitzei, akati mihitu l'shtamish boi b'li tefila. Adarava, ne'ema l'chumar de mishum ze be'emes aser. Back to the Beis Meir, I don't know what's going on. Ramah says, a kli that's owned by yidin a guy, ain't sarf tefila. And the psak of the Ramah is niskavel zok there. The kol achreinim. All achreinim are makabel the psak of the Ramah. He says, it's a pella. Zayin, that you're right, there's a problem that you can't be tayvel because it's not going to help you, because it's not going to be yoytzi b'day tumas akum. So how do you have a right to use the kli? The Rambam doesn't say it's us to use the kli. He just says you don't need tefillah. The Rambam doesn't say it's us to use the kli until you buy the half from the guy. But who is not to you to go ahead and use the kli without tefillah? We know that there's an issue to use the kli without a tefillah. Not only that, there's an issue even one time to use the kli without a tefillah. People have a taif. Think one time. Bazunda had to call one time. No, had to call one time. Can't even use the kli without tefillah one time. So, fact of the matter, what's going on? What's the pshat in the Rambam? I think in Stalmer, this is pshat in Shmuel Kamenetsky. The Stalmer Shmuel Kamenetsky said, what? No, you could own it. You just can't use it.
What?
Can't use a clay, right?
If I use a clay that belongs to Goy, if I use a clay that belongs to you, that counts from Goy.
No, the problem is.
You're saying that
he's borrowing the half of the guys. Okay, not bad, not a bad svar. I think he the Beis Meir maybe says. He says. Yisrael and a guy bought a kli b'shutvus. Ain't sarach tefillah. You're saying they bought it from a guy, you mean? They bought it from a guy, because they didn't buy it from a guy, and stomach doesn't need tefillah. They bought it from a guy, Weinstein. That's what Shmuel's saying. They bought it from a guy. So the problem is that the chelek of the guy, tefillah's not going to work. So I think Rosh Hashanah met, he said, what? But then... No, if you buy it from me, you don't need tefillah. So maybe the whole thing is his, but he says it's still not going to help you because what do you mean? So maybe tevel at that second, right? When you buy it from him. And be tivel it. And when you're using a yesh breyer and the whole kli is yours, and then yeah, only kli b'shutvus. So how are you going to use that?
Yesh breyer that it's on the borrowing part. That I'm using it besides the goy tefillah. You're saying yesh breyer. You're saying that I'm using it because I'm borrowing it from the goy, not my tefillah.
Well, yeah, only kli b'shutvus. So I guess the shaila and how do you look at the shutvus? If you're saying it's working with a brayer that when I'm using the kli, you're not using the kli together. You're not frying eggs together.
Right, but instead of saying that yesh brayer is defining that this is my chelik of it now that I own it now, I'm saying that yesh brayer is that I'm borrowing from the chelik of the guy. And when the guy is using it, he's
borrowing from you. I don't know if you need brayer for that or some. Let me see it. You're borrowing his chelik when you use it. Yeah. Hey, okay, everything. You have to know how to get their shutzes works, I guess. But I think Rosh Shmuel Kamenetsky took from this Ramah Gavaldik Yisait. He had the kasha of the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir says, what's the hatted to use it? Dr. Shmuel Kamenetsky advises from the Ramah Gavaldik Yisait that the only time the Zachir, Chazal, and Masach, Zachir, Tfilas, Kalim was where it tried to do a Tfilah. And even the Isser of not using a kli without tefillah, nem took from the chi of the tefillah. Hayoyis you have a chi of tefillah, so meila there's an issue to use it without the tefillah. But since in this case you and the guy own the kli b'shutzen, and you can't do a tefillah, it's impossible to do a tefillah because the ma'is is never going to be yoyis to me tomasa shalachim. So we don't say okay, so don't use the kli. The Rama doesn't say that. The Rama says ain't sar tefillah. Because the Ramah understood that the Chazal only master Chasiv Tfilas Talim where a child is doing Tfilas Talim. And Taka and Echamid, and there's Taka and Ister to use the Kli without Tfilah. What? Good, but it's a Ramah. Right. Imagine you have a Ramah. And the Beis Meir himself is masking that all the Paiskim go with the Ramah. He has a problem, he's far. Because the Beis Meir of Eishes understood, not the way Beis Meir understood, that no, there's like a Isser Atzmi to use a Kli with before Tefillah. The Ramah of Eishes understood that Isser Nemsa from the Chiyin Tefillah. So we're a Chazal or Master because he is Tefillah, if you use without Tefillah, so then there's Isser to use without Tefillah, right? But the Pshat is where it's not Chayat Tefillah. Not Chayat, I mean, the Mechayim Tefillah, it doesn't make sense. You can't do a Tefillah on such a thing. So then the whole Isser Nemsa from the Chiyin Tefillah. There's no chiyuv tefillah, mail. There's no issur teshtamshus. So mail, Rishul Kanetsky is to help by curing, since the matthias is, you're going to put it in. It's going to break. They can't say they're machayu to be tied with this kli. Doesn't make sense. They're machayu tefillah kalem, where chayu tefillah. Not chayu tefillah and a zak kli.
What if you don't have a mitzvah?
That's different. Chayu tefillah on the kli, you're from Tayyum. Not chayu to be tied with this thing for teshtamshus. Purpose is not to break kalim. The takana feels kalim and break as many kalim as possible. Even though on the way to the mitzvah you drop a few, that's well, you molly. But
it's not as vital as this case. In this case, it's not shy. The tefillah function won't work.
Right? Okay. So
not trying to be too much shlachim. You can't achieve that. Which
fine, but nice. Then you ain't allowed to use it. Why? I practice Beis Meir. I
thought to myself. You see that when you cannot achieve that milim to mosh shlachim. Then there's no
chiyuv
tefillah.
Right. I lemaisa is tumas akum. Right.
But when
right.
It's shayat, you could be ma'ala.
Okay, so that's good. So listen, he's all that's not called that shayat.
It's not a
self. That's the answer to those functions. Maybe those functions hold like you. That's different than over here. You can't take off the tumah of a chal. Over here, you could take off the tumah. You have a broken curig. I don't know, it didn't really help you. You know, the purpose was to use there's no mitzvah tongue go around being tied with kalim that you're not going to use. Right, Dr. Bonham, this is where Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky meant. The Talmud just told me he doesn't know where Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky is coming from. He just knows it's something to do with the Beis Meir. Well, Chayr, this is what he meant. He, because the Beis Meir's kasha in the Ramah is gishpat, the pshat in the Ramah is, that where you can't do tefillah, it's not the chazal never mechayiv a tefillah. And again, the whole iser, I got to hear of Shlomo Miller also, I don't know if he's going to get it cured, but he holds the same one that I'm saying. That the iser that we have to mishtamish with a kli without tefillah, nemsa from the chiyuv tefillah. Not an iser atzmi. Stam, an iser to mishtamish to kli without tefillah. Hayoyish you mechli a bit tefillah. So meila, you correct that to use without the tefillah is an iser.
After we can see the
whole
thing, shulah lekuah.
Then there's learn enough for me. Yeah. Right? True. Yeah, true. I got to want to get to Mama Shiloh, but it's already 12:00. We'll talk about it next week because I think the shifty thing is for 2 weeks and. This latest one. We'll talk about the washing cup. A shout out to the washing cup and aluminum pans maybe next week as well. And the
barely
holding
it. Barely.
That's it.
Barely.
That's what they say. They document.